فإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي، عليكم بسنتي ما تنشئون حزبا.
Question: oftentimes when one falls into innovation that warrant boycotting, the first question that is asked is, did you advise him first? This issue, Ikhwan, is again another error that many fall into, and that is that they hold that it is wajib to advise an individual before warning against him. As our mashayikh have mentioned, Ikhwan, it is not wajib to advise. It is better, of course, that a person is given advice before he's warned against. But if his innovation has reached the public domain, and if his statements were made publicly, then that is responded to in the same and a similar domain as the statements were made. As far as the person of sunnah, who falls into something from innovation unintentionally, then that innovation is repelled, it is rejected, but his honor is preserved. And that is the principle with Ahlul Sunnah. That the person of Sunnah, if he errs, if he slips, if he makes a mistake, then his error is not accepted because he's a person of Sunnah. Rather, his error is rejected, but his honor is maintained and is honored. Naam. And so as far as the condition of there being, or of one giving nasiha, the condition of giving advice, and that, Ikhwan, is not a condition, and we didn't see that manifest in the majority of the statements of the Salaf. We mentioned the statement of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, who when he was approached by the Tabi'een, asking about those who, in their area in Basra, they said that there is no Qadr, and in the beginnings of the Qadariya, a reference to Ma'bad al-Juhani, and the likes. Abdullah ibn Umar, he didn't say, well, the next time when you return, try and bring him back and bring him to me so that I can advise him and so that I may sit with him before I make the statement that I'm dying to say or that I really want to tell you. Rather, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, immediately, he said, tell them that I'm free of them and tell them that they're free of me. And by the one that Abdullah ibn Umar swears by, if a man were to spend, if one of them were to spend the likes of Mount Uhud in gold, in charity, that Allah Azza wa Jalla would not accept it from them until they believe in Qadr. And we saw that being the case, Ikhwan, with numerous individuals. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he entered the masjid, those people were sitting in circles making dhikr. He didn't enter and say, well, let me speak to them individually. Let me address them one by one and find out what the reasoning is behind this action of theirs, or what is their evidence for it, or what did they misunderstand perhaps. Rather, he entered immediately and said, Ya Ummat Muhammad, count your sins and know that your good deeds will not be lost. He said, verily, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his utensils are still here and his companions are widespread. Either you're up and away, that is greater and better than guidance than the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you've opened for yourself the doors of misguidance. You've opened for yourself a door of misguidance. He didn't say, well, let me advise you, let me speak to you. Rather, he immediately said, you've opened for yourself a door of misguidance. And so, realizing they had been refuted, they said, Ya Abu Abdurrahman, oh Abu Abdurrahman, we only intended good. And so, Abu Abdurrahman, he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, كَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يَبْلُغْ. How many an individual who intended good did not reach it? He said, by Allah, the Messenger informed us of a people who will go in and out of the religion as an arrow goes through its game. And he referred to the Khawarij, and I believe that you will possibly be from them. The narrator of the hadith, he mentioned, after that statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, رَأَيْنَا عَامَةَ هَؤُلَاءِ يُقَاتِلُونَنَا يَوْمَ نَحْرَوَانَ. He said, we saw the majority of these individuals fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan. The day of Nahrawan, the battle between Ali and the Khawarij. He said, those people who were sitting in the circle were saying, we only intended good, and it's just dhikr, yaqi. As we oftentimes hear the people of innovation mentioning, yaqi, it's just dhikr. Allah's going to punish us for dhikr. Here, Ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned that either you're up on a way that is better in guidance in the way of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or you're opening for yourself a door of misguidance. He didn't wait to hear the reasoning, knowing with yaqeen and with certainty that this is batil. And so now it is not a time for akhd wa rad, yani give and take. You give your opinion, I give mine. La. Yani the affair here is opposition to the haqq and opposition to the usool of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And so as our Mashaykh mentioned, yani the affair is one of conveying the haqq. It returns around, it returns back to conveying the haqq to them. And so from these examples we see that the imma and the salaf of this ummah from the Sahaba, they didn't, ikhwan, hold that it is wajib for me first, before I make rad, and before I respond and refute, it is wajib for me to advise first and foremost. As you mentioned, ikhwan, if a person advises, then la ba's. There's no issue with that. If a person gives advice, knowing, mathalan, for example, that the individual is the type of person that will possibly accept that advice from him, then there's no need to boycott. If he knows he'll accept the advice, he's not arrogant, he's not pompous, he's one that takes advice, ikhwan, that humbly, and thanks the advisor, then he gives advice, he doesn't boycott. But when the person is one of obstinance, the person is one of arrogance, he is one of kibar and pride, and he looks down upon the people, considers himself better, and that individual, when he opposes the haqq, and it is known from him this trait, then nasiha, giving him nasiha, is not a condition, ikhwan. It is not a condition, particularly if his statements were made in a public gathering, the likes of which they may go away with that bid'ah, with that innovation, and not understand the true position of Ahlul Sunnah in relation to this issue.